Hi, this is John Schaefer. You're listening to WNYC's free podcast of New Sounds. Streaming audio or MP3 download available when you want at WNYC.org and on iTunes. This music comes from Chris Campbell, American composer, and a brilliant album called Things You Already Know. It begins with this piece called Form Equals Emptiness, and it concludes with a companion work, Emptiness Equals Form, which we'll hear at the end of the show. In between, we'll get a chance to hear one of Chris Campbell's larger pieces, really interesting work that shows the influence of people like Brian Eno, some of his collaborations with John Hassell, perhaps Philip Glass and Steve Reich, maybe a little Messiaen, really interesting stuff. So we'll hear from him. We'll hear from Eve Baglarian. And to begin, in earnest at least, some music from Philip Glass. I'm John Schaefer. Glad you've joined us for this edition of New Sounds. We'll get to more of this Chris Campbell record in a bit, but Philip Glass's Visitors is his latest collaboration with the filmmaker Godfrey Reggio. They famously did Koyaanisqatsi back in 1984 and then went on to do Pauakatsi and Nakoikatsi. Visitors, which to everyone's relief has an English title as opposed to a Hopi one, is the latest collaboration, a silent film, really a remarkable silent film, shot in a kind of super HD format by Godfrey Reggio, and with a beautiful score by Philip Glass, largely orchestral in nature. We'll hear just a little bit of the score now and more of it later. From Visitors, this is called Off Planet, Part 2 on New Sounds. Thank you. Off Planet Part 2 is part of Philip Glass's score to Godfrey Reggio's otherwise silent film, Visitors. A difficult film to describe. As I mentioned before, it is striking, beautiful, extraordinary, but difficult to describe. An abstract kind of meditation, I would say, on people and our place in the world, with this music by Philip Glass providing all of the sound that you hear during the course of the movie. Visitors is the name of the album from Philip Glass. On this edition of New Sounds, we're listening to some music that much of it sort of seems to have the same interest in repetition and development, apparent repetition and development, that we find in the music of Philip Glass. And that certainly is something we hear in the Chris Campbell record that I mentioned earlier called Things You Already Know. Campbell has put together a fine ensemble and just brilliant use of color, of tone color on this record. Listen to this piece. It's called Torso of a Bodhisattva. It goes through several different moods, and yet somehow it coheres as a single piece from Chris Campbell on New Sounds.
Thank you.
Chris Campbell and a piece called Torso of a Bodhisattva. That's from his album called Things You Already Know. And we'll hear a little more from this album at the end of the show, the companion piece to the short work we began with. In a moment, though, music by Eve Baglarian. Her piece Until It Blazes is for electric guitar with this kind of cascading echo effect that really heightens the sort of minimalist aesthetic that runs through most of the pieces that we're hearing on this edition of New Sounds. So stay with us for that. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds. It's program number 3556. Let's listen next to a music by New York-based composer Eve Baglarian. She wrote this piece for electric guitar. It's played by Emanuele Forne, and it's called Until It Blazes. It is a piece that is based on this kind of ostinato, this kind of repetitive rhythmic effect, which, as I mentioned before the break, is heightened by the use of an echo device or a looping device. Really neat piece from Eve Baglarian on New Sounds. Thank you. That's music from Eve Baglarian. She's based here in New York. Emanuele Forne playing her piece called Until It Blazes. And that sound of a guitar or similar string instrument kind of chugging rhythmically along is something that we find in this next record, too, from the London-based guitarist, multi-instrumentalist, and producer Chris Morfitis. I'm guessing on the pronunciation, I'll assume it's a Greek-derived name and not a disease, which is what it looks like. Morfitis would be a possible pronunciation as well. But his album, Where to Go, is full of the sounds of different musics that he's worked with over the years. He's produced bands that do East African and traditional Greek music. In fact, this guy, Chris Morfitis himself, plays the bouzouki in the first of the two excerpts we'll hear, which is called Where to Go. And then the second piece is called Peel Feel, which might be a reference to John Peel, the late UK broadcaster, who's a very important figure on their music scene, and features Chris Morfitis playing the guitar in a style that seems to owe more than a little to Steve Reich and his piece Electric Counterpoint. So here are two works from Chris Morfitis from his album called Where to Go. Thank you. Chris Morfitis, London-based producer and guitarist and bouzouki player, with his band from the album Where to Go. That piece is called Peel Feel, and before that, the title track, Where to Go, which featured Chris Morfitis playing the bouzouki. And in a moment, some music that kind of clears a little space for itself, not so much insistent rhythms and obvious repetition. We'll hear from Kate Soper in a little musical interlude before we go back to the Philip Glass score for Visitors, and we'll conclude with a bit more from the Chris Campbell record. All of that is still to come. You're listening to New Sounds. Here's a short but lovely interlude from Kate Soper, the New York-based vocalist and composer. In fact, it's called Interlude, Asta Solilia. That is music from Kate Soper, an interlude subtitled Asta Solilia, which is the name of the young woman in the novel Independent People by Halldór Laxness, which is set in 19th century Iceland. It's part of an album called Voices from the Killing Jar, a series of songs about women who are placed in untenable situations, whether it's Clytemnestra, the wife of Agamemnon, or Isabel Archer from the Henry James book Portrait of a Lady, or Lady Macduff from Shakespeare's Macbeth. All of these characters are brought to musical life by Kate Soper, Voices from the Killing Jar. All right, let's go back on this edition of New Sounds to the score that Philip Glass did for the Godfrey Reggio movie The Visitors. This excerpt is called Reciprocal Gaze. Once again, it's music from Philip Glass with Dennis Russell Davies leading the Bruckner Orchestra of Linz, Austria. Thank you. That's called The Reciprocal Gaze, and it accompanies perhaps the most striking moment in the Godfrey Reggio film called Visitors, which is completely silent except for this Philip Glass score. The Reciprocal Gaze, the name of that, and once again, yet another collaboration between this experimental filmmaker, Godfrey Reggio, and the composer, Philip Glass, whose musical fingerprints can perhaps be felt in most of the music we've been hearing on this edition of New Sounds, and perhaps in this Chris Campbell album as well. We began with Form Equals Emptiness. We'll conclude with Emptiness Equals Form from Chris Campbell's record, Things You Already Know. Lovely music from Chris Campbell and his album Things You Already Know. That's called Emptiness Equals Form. Wrapping up this edition of the program, I'm John Schaefer. Thanks to Isabel Kim for producing the podcast version of this edition of New Sounds, and thank you for being with us.